Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a concept that sounds simple but is incredibly profound, unpacking general insights and analysis beyond the buzzwords.
That's right. In our current world, we're drowning in data, and it's easy to get lost in the noise. This concept is all about finding that signal, that meaningful understanding amidst the chaos.
Exactly. The article highlights that general here doesn't mean vague. It's about identifying those broad strokes, the foundational understandings that give us the bigger picture, like zooming out from a city map to see the whole metropolis.
And an insight is so much more than just a data point. It's the so what behind the numbers. It's not just knowing sales went up 5%, but understanding why maybe a competitor's recall and what that means for the future.
It's a fascinating dance between objective data and subjective interpretation. The goal isn't to eliminate subjectivity, but to be aware of it, to ground our insights in evidence as much as possible.
Absolutely. It requires informed judgment, not just guesswork. So, let's start by breaking down the structure of how these insights are built. The article describes a layered architecture.
Right, at the base, you have raw data, the numbers, the feedback. Then comes basic analysis, identifying simple correlations. Above that is synthesis, connecting the pieces.
And at the very top, the apex, are those generalized insights, the distilled wisdom. It emphasizes that insights aren't born in a vacuum, they're the product of a multi-stage process.
And the general nature of these insights is really relative, isn't it? What's general in quantum physics is incredibly specific to the average person, and vice versa.
Exactly. It's all about the frame of reference, the industry, the audience, the specific problem. This initial framing is crucial for making sure the exploration remains meaningful.
So, how do we actually build these insights? The article points to the genesis starting with observation and data gathering. This is where we cast a wide net.
And the key here is diversity. You need varied perspectives and data streams, quantitative, qualitative, internal, external, to build that robust foundation. No single source is enough.
Once you have the raw materials, the next critical step is pattern recognition. This is where you start seeing connections, recurring themes, and those all-important anomalies.
It's like being a detective, piecing together clues. But this stage is fraught with potential missteps, especially confusing correlation with causation.
That's a classic one. Just because ice cream sales and crime rates rise together in the summer doesn't mean one causes the other. Warmer weather is the likely culprit.
Recognizing those subtle distinctions is paramount. After pattern recognition, we move into interpretation and synthesis, exploring the why behind the what.
This stage demands critical thinking, questioning assumptions, and exploring alternative explanations. It's about constructing a coherent understanding from those disparate pieces.
And from that interpreted understanding, we formulate the insights. The focus shifts to what's actionable or has significant implications. It's the distilled essence.
It's interesting to think about those personal aha moments of insight. They often spark larger analytical endeavors. But the path isn't always smooth, right? We need to navigate pitfalls.
Absolutely. One of the most pervasive is confirmation bias, our tendency to seek information that confirms what we already believe.
That's like wearing blinders. The antidote is actively seeking disconfirming evidence, playing devil's advocate with yourself. Otherwise, you reinforce flawed assumptions.
Then there's overgeneralization, drawing broad conclusions from insufficient or unrepresentative data. That classic jumping to conclusions scenario.
Like surveying only your most loyal customers and assuming everyone will love a new feature. The sample size and statistical significance are key.
And the Dunning-Kruger effect is fascinating. People with low competence overestimate their ability, while high performers underestimate theirs.
In analysis, this means less skilled individuals might be overconfident, missing their own blind spots. It really highlights the value of peer review and fresh eyes.
Crucially, ignoring context can derail everything. Analyzing data in a vacuum leads to fundamentally flawed conclusions.
It's like trying to understand a sentence without the paragraph, or a paragraph without the chapter. Context is everything for meaningful interpretation.
So, we've covered the foundations and the pitfalls. Now, let's talk about communicating these insights effectively. Clarity and conciseness are paramount.
Absolutely. Avoid jargon unless your audience is highly specialized. Focus on plain language and consider the power of storytelling to make complex ideas relatable.
And you must adapt your message to your target audience. What resonates with executives is different from what a technical team needs.
This involves tailoring the language, the level of detail, and the focus. A split-screen analogy works well: concise summary for execs, detailed breakdown for teams.
Leveraging data visualization is also key, but you have to choose the right visual for the job. A bar chart for comparison, a line graph for trends.
Sometimes, a simple narrative is more powerful than a complicated graph. The goal is to enhance understanding and retention, not to obscure the message.
Ultimately, the success lies in actionability and impact. Insights should lead to decisions, actions, or further inquiry. They need a purpose.
And it's vital to remember that analysis is iterative. Insights evolve as new data emerges and circumstances change. Embracing this continuous cycle is essential.
So, with that understanding, let's explore some real-world applications of these general insights. In business strategy, they're indispensable for identifying market shifts and growth opportunities.
Think about companies analyzing consumer behavior to inform product development. If there's a growing demand for sustainable products, a business might pivot.
Patagonia is a great example. Their deep insight into their customer base's values, environmental responsibility, informs their entire business model. It's a strategic advantage.
Technology development is another huge area. Understanding user needs and predicting adoption curves are driven by analytical insights.
The evolution of mobile tech is a perfect illustration. Insights into how people actually used early smartphones fueled the rapid development of apps and new devices.
The iPhone's success wasn't just hardware, it was the insight that a touch interface could unlock mobile computing. That insight led to the App Store explosion.
Social and cultural trends also offer fertile ground. Analyzing societal shifts, public sentiment, and behavioral changes helps us understand the world better.
The impact of social media, the rise of remote work, shifts in generational values, these are all better understood through careful analysis of cultural data.
Consider the widespread adoption of plant-based diets. It's a cultural shift driven by health, environment, and ethics, a clear general insight.
And even personal development benefits. Through self-reflection, we gain self-awareness, understanding our strengths, weaknesses, and patterns.
Analyzing our relationships and past decisions can lead to profound personal insights that inform better life choices. It's transformative.
What's fascinating is the interconnectedness. A societal shift can inform business strategy, a tech innovation can enable new social interactions.
The insight that younger generations prioritize experiences over possessions, for example, informs marketing across many industries. It shows how insights cross-pollinate.
It's about seeing the forest and understanding how all the elements within that ecosystem interact. Now, looking ahead, the future of insights is being reshaped by AI and big data.
AI can sift through colossal datasets, identifying subtle correlations at speeds we could only dream of. It can spot patterns humans might miss.
But this doesn't negate human judgment. Ethical oversight, critical thinking, and contextual interpretation remain paramount. AI provides data, humans provide wisdom.
We need to constantly ask, does this AI-generated insight make sense in the real world? Does it align with our understanding of the market and customers?
This evolution also highlights the growing importance of data literacy. Empowering individuals at all levels to understand and utilize insights is critical.
It's about equipping everyone with the tools to navigate a data-driven world. Imagine an intern using AI to move from what happened to why it happened.
However, with this power comes responsibility, especially concerning ethical considerations. Privacy, algorithmic bias, and responsible interpretation are critical.
Transparency and a commitment to fairness are essential to build trust. We must be vigilant about potential biases in AI training data.
For instance, if AI predicts loan defaults based on biased historical data, it could perpetuate discrimination. We must ask, is this insight fair? Is it equitable?
Ultimately, the continuous pursuit of understanding, of uncovering those general insights, is a fundamental human endeavor. It's about looking beyond the surface.
The journey of analysis is perpetual. The quest for more informed, accurate, and impactful insights will continue to drive progress and innovation.
In medicine, epidemiological insights lead to breakthroughs. In environmental science, understanding climate patterns helps sustainability efforts.
In education, insights into learning methodologies can revolutionize teaching. Each field benefits from grasping underlying principles.
The very act of seeking insights fosters a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation. It encourages us to question assumptions and refine our understanding.
This isn't passive, it requires active engagement, critical thinking, and intellectual agility. It's about developing that ability to adapt.
And this brings us back to the core idea: general insights aren't platitudes. They are the distilled essence of complex information, enabling informed decisions.
It's the difference between knowing it's raining and understanding the meteorological conditions causing it. That deeper comprehension is key.
The journey from raw data to actionable insight is transformative. It requires discipline, curiosity, and a commitment to rigorous inquiry.
It's about moving from fragmented pieces to a coherent, meaningful whole. This equips us with a powerful lens to view the world.
The pursuit of these general insights is, in essence, the pursuit of wisdom. It's about building a more informed, effective future.
And that, I believe, is a pursuit well worth our continuous attention and effort. We've covered the introduction, all 5 sections, the conclusion, and the summary points.
Absolutely. From the definition and genesis of insights to navigating pitfalls, communicating them, real-world applications, and the future with AI, we've unpacked it all.
We touched on the key factors like the definition and process, the strengths in clarity and actionability, and the challenges of vagueness and bias.
And the strengths and insights, like the layered architecture and diverse data gathering, versus challenges like confirmation bias and overgeneralization.
Finally, we looked at the future, with AI augmenting analysis but requiring ethical oversight as a key challenge and opportunity. Great discussion.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us on Bogga Media, Tech Talk.